non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I want to talk about, I want to talk about gossip. Yeah, you heard me. I want to talk about gossip, and I want to talk about what it does, okay, what it does when we're gossiping, right? And I've done it. Come on now. I'm a human being, aren't I? I've gossiped with the best of them. Talking about gossiping, what it does to us while we're gossiping, why we actually gossip, why we do it in the first place, which is very, pretty much eye-opening and interesting, and what we can do to stop it. You know, oftentimes we walk into a conversation, you know, whether you show up and meet some of your friends at a restaurant or at a bar, you go to someone's house on the weekend for a barbecue, and ultimately, at some point in the night, somebody brings up something about what? Somebody else. Now, sometimes they talk about things about somebody that happens to be there. Other times, it's about people who are not present. And I find it very interesting because there was a time in my life when I was a lot younger where I could be sucked into that stuff very easily. I could be sucked into it very easily. And then there was a part of my life where I worked really hard not to get sucked into it. And then there was a part where I rebelled against it and I got very angry. I got very angry when people would start gossiping because I'd say, "How dare you? They're not even here to defend themselves. That's evil." And I would get very angry and I would tell people, "I don't want to talk about them and I don't talk about you and leave me alone. I'm out of here." I got really kind of a little on the edge of taking the law into my own hands. People call that vigilante type attitude. Now, I wasn't like crazy, but I would just end the conversation and walk out because I just didn't want to be a part of it. Okay. And now in life, I'm actually somewhere in the middle. I'm not the vigilante, like, you know, stop it now or I'm gonna run out or whatever. And I'm not participating. And I found ways of doing that in a very awesome manner. Because it can be really tough, even for the best of us, right? When you have friends and you're hanging out and one of your good buddies or maybe somebody that you're trying to kind of fit in with starts talking about somebody else, you know, you don't want to stand up there and be like, "You shut your pie hole and don't talk about them like that," you know, because I know that you'll be talking about me like that. No, it's more like, "Oh, that's funny. I didn't know that. Oh, you know, I didn't know that she did that or he did that or, oh, that's hilarious. Oh, wow. Yeah, tell me more." And I find that gossip, to me, at least, as an observation, happened a lot of times out of sheer boredom. It was like what people talked about when there wasn't anything else to talk about, you know? For some of us, it could be a weak moment. It's been a tough week, a lot of things going on, and somebody brings something up to you and tells you about something, and it could have been with somebody that's been really troubling in your past, what have you, and it gets you at a weak moment. And in those times, we really got to step back and analyze it, but for sometimes, it can be some of our It can be some of our favorite pastime. Okay. So let's begin the discussion here in a judgment-free zone, like I like to call Live Your True Life Perspectives. No judgment here. Just truth, honesty, authentic content. And, you know, I find it interesting because I have some friends that basically their communication is based on gossip, talking about other people, making fun of other people, shining the light on what other people do, no matter how horrible or how great or how bad, all of that stuff. And it's interesting because what I found is that no matter who they're usually talking about, it doesn't do anything for me. And if I was to get involved, which I have in my past, it really took me out of my living. And I want to explain that right now because I want to talk about what it does to us when we actually begin to gossip, the actual transformation that many of us go through when we begin to gossip and talk about other people. Now, in no way, shape, and form am I suggesting that when you're, you know, talking in a positive way about somebody, like she's amazing or he's a real leader. It's not about that. I'm talking about derogatory talk that's not raising anybody up, okay? So the first thing that I want to talk about is how for some of us, this is the conversation. And I have some groups of people that I know and I love them dearly. But I know that at some point in the night, there's going to be conversation about somebody who's not there. And it's not going to be pretty. Okay? And I just have to decide, do I stick around or do I not? And you know, before, back in the day when I was a lot younger, I used to sit around not because I liked it, but because I wanted to fit in. And I think many of us fall into that category. Not many of us are mean boys or mean girls. I think it's more about the mean girls, right? But not many of us are mean-spirited. I mean, there are some folks out there who are. However, I think for the most part, it was a lot of us trying to get in where we did not fit in. That's always very interesting. The conversations, the subject matters, the activities that we'll put ourselves through just to fit in with people that we think that we need to fit in with. Isn't it funny? I find it extremely funny. At the time, it wasn't very funny. At the time, I wanted to fit in so bad, it didn't matter. I went through the muck and yuck of it. I stood there. I would laugh at appropriate times. Most of the time, I would laugh after someone else had laughed because I wasn't really even paying attention. But I didn't want to look like I was giving people a hard time. I find that in those particular circles, when it's all about the gossip, it usually doesn't work well for me. And it's not because it's not fun to hang out with those folks, but I find that oftentimes, I mean, if you have any sort of logic in the brain of yours, you know that you're not immune to this conversation. You know you're not immune to be talked about. And it's almost like bringing a knife to a gunfight. You know what I'm saying? Or bringing a knife at all to anything. It's like, it seems like when you're a part of it, and you're sitting there through it, later on the other people feel like, well, you sat through that, well, then we can talk about you when you're gone too, because you were privy to that. You didn't say anything. You didn't stand up, so it's not a big deal. We talked about John or Joanne. You were there. It's all subconscious. It's not like they sit there and say, okay, she's left now. She sat through talking about, okay, so we talked about John, Joanne, and Mark. Okay, check, check, check. So that's okay. We can talk about three things about her. No, nobody thinks about that. It's just unconsciously known that if we'll accept to be around that, that we're kind of part of it. You know, birds of a feather flock together concept, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's like the judgment calls that people make. You know, if you hung out with all your group as raging alcoholics, and you hang out with them all the time, some people might feel that you are probably also in that same category. You know, the same things for drugs, whatever else you got going on. most people make decisions on other people with absolutely no evidence to the case whatsoever. And so I found that in these circles, I love the people, but I don't have to approve of the activity. I've also found that when it turns to that level, I have a tendency of, well, I find a reason to leave. And usually it's about the right time to leave anyway, because either people are really turned up, they've had a lot to drink, or it's boredom has literally, you know, become part of it, and it's no longer fun anyway, because we got nothing to talk about. We're talking about this, and it's not working that well, so, you know what, it's probably time to go home, or go somewhere else, or do something else, you know what I'm saying. So it's kind of perfect timing. It's kind of like your alarm clock to say, okay, next stop, somewhere else. Figure it out. No judgment call here. Just got to keep on moving. Got to keep on moving on. And I think that a lot of people focus on that as their main focus of activity. You know, another thing that I think is very interesting is the concept that when we are talking about other people, it makes us not have to look at and examine our own shortcomings. Isn't it easier not to have to look at our own shortcomings, our own downfalls, our own, well, non-successful personal aspects? Yeah. And it's easier to, like, kind of deconstruct someone else and be like, oh, God, the hairs, the shoes, the this, the attitude, the personality, horrible. I'm so great. And it's kind of like that. It's about those shortcomings. And I want to talk about that more when I return back from break, because I want to talk about the shortcomings and not looking at our own personal shortcomings, but also about how judgment becomes like the main prerogative, you know, of the day when we get into the gossip sessions. Stay tuned when I return. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all natural Precious Paws. It's vet approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real life stuff instead of just hearing like popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks on Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about gossip. Why we gossip, what it does to us, why we do it, and how to stop it. You know, I think that if we went back to the beginning of time when humans were actually on planet Earth, there was gossip. Gossip is one of the things that we've always done, okay? Since the beginning of time, whenever you believe that the earth started, there was gossip. I mean, come on. Back in the day, there was no electricity. There was no TV. What else did you do? Okay, I don't know. Some people thought and talked about ideas and creation, but many of us talked about, well, the neighbor. Or the folks living in the tent with us, or the people on the pilgrimage with us, or the people in the holy wars with us, who knows? But we were gossiping about somebody. And so gossip goes back to the very beginning of time. And because of that, it's a mainstay in our society. And it takes a lot of self-examination to understand why and to what extent, but also what it does to us in reality. And how we can begin to stop it. Right before the break, I was talking about how when we get into gossiping, we don't take a look anymore at our actual shortcomings because we find someone else that has massive amounts of shortcomings that we can talk about, we can deconstruct, we can analyze, we can overanalyze, we can make fun of, we can, you know, examine, all for the purpose of our enjoyment and to honestly, what? Take the focus off of moi. When we take the focus off of ourselves, for the most part, life gets a lot easier because we don't have to do anything because we're great. And even if we don't think we're great, we don't have to think about how we're not great because we're talking about how so-and-so is far from great, okay? And what happens is that we stop focusing on ourselves. We don't look at the changes we can make in our own life. Instead, we begin to focus on other people's lives, and we see how horrible their lives are. We watch Jerry Springer. We find our friends that are similar, or to some degree of that. And we begin to surround ourselves, and we begin to build ourselves up. And it's interesting because at that point in time, the name of the game is judgment. Trebek, $500 for judgment, please. Yeah, it's kind of a big deal. We become like the judge, jury, and executioner of every single person that does any sort of dumb thing in the world, and we talk about it, and we bring it up, and we tell our friends, and we get a good laugh over it, or maybe it's very intense. Maybe it's a very intense conversation, and everybody's like, God, I'm glad I'm not them, or I'm gonna stay away from them, or man, they got some real problems. I mean, we think we have problems. They got the cornerstone on the problems. And that judgment It's something we really don't think about, because at first I think gossip comes from two different states of mind. Boredom, you know, we've always done it kind of thing. Or we're wanting to take the eyes and gaze off of us and get rid of whatever judgment we're feeling and take that and put the gaze back on someone else. But what I find is even when that's happening, because it's a direct byproduct of it, because anytime that you start talking about somebody else, right, the attention and focus goes to them, obviously, okay? And so what does that do? Okay, that actually takes you out of your own living conditions, and it puts you on the sidelines. Like, all of a sudden, you're no longer playing that softball game or that baseball game or that football game. We can call that life. You're no longer playing that, and now you're sitting in the stands talking about how the people down there playing, how they suck so bad. And how there's something wrong with them. They need to go to a doctor and get it checked out. You know, I'm not saying anything, you know. Don't quote me on this, or you didn't hear this from me, but, you know, word on the street is, if I show you a picture of this from XYZ, I didn't really say anything, but I'm showing you this. You decide how you want to deal with it, okay? I've heard the intro to gossip from so many different ways, I can't even explain it. I mean, come on, it's worse than getting hit on. You know, when you're hit on, do you work out a lot? Do you come here often? I wonder, you know, what about angels? You look like you've fallen from heaven. Are you an angel? Yeah, I mean, it's just as bad as that, you know. I remember the last time I was in the process of being told some gossip, the person said, hey, look at my phone, and they showed me something. I went, oh, my God. And they're like, I didn't tell you anything, did I? You didn't hear it from me. And I'm like, okay, now we've gone to the extent of, it's like stealing the newspaper but getting someone else to do it. I didn't steal it, okay? You didn't hear it from me. And it does. It puts you right on the sidelines of life. Like, all of a sudden, you're no longer living your life. I'm no longer being Ashley. I'm, like, living their life. And I remember the last time I really got into a gossip session with somebody, and I love them dearly, but I literally thought that I had lost the whole day of my life. And I'd only been on that conversation for an hour. But, man, I mean, golly, you know how I feel about that. It's like, I do not need to waste any more time in my life. I mean, come on, none of us need to waste time in our life. It's time to get the move on. It's time to get going. It is not time to just sit around and figure out, it's time to get going. Yes, it's time to ponder. Sure, it's time to learn about self, but it's no time to gossip and to take ourselves off the game of life and into the sidelines. So, you know, I want to ponder next is why we actually do it to begin with. Why do we actually waste our time gossiping? Why do we actually do this to ourselves? Is there an actual reason? Why? Why do we do this to ourselves? And I think there's various reasons why we do it. And I think there's several reasons. And I think the first one is the fact that we can either build someone up or we can tear them down. And I think this goes back to a defense mechanism, to a control mechanism, to a power mechanism. Because I think to some degree, at some point in time in our life, we derived value from tearing someone else down. Maybe we learned it. Maybe mom or dad gossiped all the time. You know, I mean, I know some people that are constantly gossiping. They gossip all the time. I wasn't around that as a kid. My parents weren't gossipers. So I didn't learn that. I have a lot of friends that tell me, you know, mom or dad was a gossiper. Both of them were. And so they kind of just felt like that was just the normalcy. And I can understand that. I can understand that could be the normalcy, because remember, it's all about patterns. It's all about what we were raised around. It didn't mean that it's healthy. It just meant that it was normal. It was our normal. It's what we knew. What we know becomes our normal. Doesn't mean that it's healthy. It just means it's our normal. And that's what we kind of gauge everything in our life about. And I think it's interesting because we do it, I think, a lot of times to fill the time. I think we do it a lot of times to fill the time to maybe even refocus the conversation, to take the focus off self. Sometimes it's to be popular. You know information that other people don't know. And when we know information that other people don't know, it can be very powerful to some degree. Okay? Especially when you're trying to get in with a group, get in with somebody. You know, you're wanting to have the upper hand, and you're wanting people to believe that you are completely connected. And you also show what? Authority. And so I've experienced it where somebody's telling me something about somebody, and they're telling me this because they want me to be aware that they have the knowledge base of this, and the only way that they could have gotten the knowledge base is a very limited options. And those options are directly correlated to the level of connectivity that that person is with the other person. And so that shows other people that that person is well connected, that they might be in a powerful position, especially if it's somebody powerful or famous or interesting that other people want to get to know. And that person is providing gossip, information that the average person doesn't know and doesn't have and does not have access to, which directly gives that person a heads up. It gives them a leg up in the situation, because we automatically begin to look at that person and say, wait a second, they got their finger on the pulse. They're obviously very well connected with these people. I'm going to saddle up close to this person, because otherwise, if they hadn't shared that information, I wouldn't know. But because they share that information, okay, I'm in. And that's another reason why people like the gossip, is to show where they're connected, or to emphasize or to act as though they're well connected. Stay tuned when I return. I'll be talking more about gossip. Live Your True Life Perspectives, back this time in 2 shakes.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services, or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about gossip. Yep. Well, for some of us, we try to avoid it like the plague. Others of us, our favorite pastime, and many of us, somewhere in the middle. Right before the break, I was talking about how sometimes we can hear a piece of juicy gossip delivered by a particular person, and we don't really know exactly the reason for that information until we begin to dissect it. One of the most interesting ways of using juicy gossip, one of the most interesting reasons for using it, is to basically support someone's level of connection with somebody else. Okay? I'm going to throw out this piece of information that you're not going to hear anywhere else. I know this. Okay? And it's a piece of information from somebody that, one, you probably want to get to know. Could be somebody famous in Hollywood or politics. It could be somebody very rich and powerful. And it's interesting because that person will provide that information and look at you in a such a way. And if you're not aware of what's going on, you will buy into it hook, line, and sinker, because that's just the way we are. Because our subconscious mind automatically assumes that this person must know this person very, very well. This person must have their finger on the pulse, okay? And we begin to put one and one plus two, and then we see ourselves hanging out with that person now because the other person's going to definitely make an introduction. You know what I'm saying? You know how this goes. And it's very interesting because I've seen gossip used to try to form a power play. An illusion, kind of, like, to the fact that that's not always illusional. Sometimes people will talk about people that they are very much connected with, and unfortunately, those people have no idea that they're talking about them, and it's sad because they actually believe that that person has their back. You know, that's why for a lot of people who are very famous, it's hard for them to have friends because people talk so much gossip. Because why? Because all these masses of people want to know what's going on, and so they can tell other people about it. They're the big shot in all these groups, while their friend suffers because the other person can't keep their mouth shut. And then you have to go back to the logic of why are they friends in the first place. Well, now I think you can figure it out. Sadly, one person actually believes this is a real friendship, while the other person is just, well, you know, it is what it is. It's a commodity. And I find it very interesting because I find that gossip, all in all, can do several different things in several different groups. I mean, some people can talk about other people and it actually brings them down. Like, you'll see it. And it's crazy. It's almost like going out and rolling in mud and showing back up. Do I look good? How do I look? Do I look pretty? Does my hair look good? And it's interesting how some people, depending on the structure and the situation and the subject matter and the person it's about, directly correlates. Like, it's like it's easier for us to accept gossip from people that we feel aren't good people. Isn't that interesting? It's easier for us to accept gossip from people about people who we feel are not good people, who we feel aren't doing the right thing, who we feel are evil, who we feel are, drugs or alcohol or whatever we're thinking. It seems to be more digestible to talk about them. Okay. It's interesting how when people talk about people that seem to have it all together, the different attitude that people might respond with. Okay. And then you have some people who love dirt no matter who it's about. And you can see them genuinely light up the more dirt that's shoveled. Genuinely light up like Santa Claus showed up. And then you can see people that are so uncomfortable. They're so uncomfortable that this is happening, but they are almost immobilized and they can't leave because they just can't. They're stuck. It's almost like being fearful, being at the comedy show. And you're at a comedy show, and it's small enough that everybody can see everybody, and you got to go to the bathroom. And you're worried. Because there's certain comedy shows that you can quietly go to the bathroom and nobody's going to mess with you. There's other comedy shows, if your butt gets out of that chair, you are free game. And I think the same applies to the situation with the gossip. The last thing you want to do is to raise interest in what you're doing, to turn their gaze over to you. That's the last thing that you want to do. And so the idea of leaving isn't even an option. It isn't even an option. And I think we find ourselves in those different places, and different people with different personalities dealing with different issues in their life will find themselves in different places at different given times. And I always find it very interesting because I feel that to me, I've never used gossip as a defense mechanism or as a power play or that sort of thing. I think in the past, the only times that I might have said anything back in the day was when, you know, when you're getting fire and you're getting heat and you turn around and you're getting a lot of issues and a lot of stuff thrown your way, you might want to have a tendency of saying, well, so-and-so did it too, or, you know, I didn't see you getting on so-and-so's back when they did this, and they did it way worse than me, or, well, you know, we're all, like, pulling everybody in on it, you know, like, taking the whole ship down, you know? I mean, when you take the whole ship, the whole boat down, it is the way it is. And I've been there before where, you know, you're grasping at straws because, you know what, you're barely swimming in that pool. But for the most part, I've found that gossip in the past when I've been a part of it was almost like I was being bullied into it. Almost as if I was being bullied into it. And I didn't like it. It wasn't my favorite, okay? It wasn't my favorite. And I remember not liking it, and I remember trying to get out of it, and I remember not being appreciative of it. But it's like I couldn't leave. I couldn't get out of there. It's like I wanted to go, but I couldn't go. And I think many of us have been there before, that whole bully mentality, you know, the mean girl mentality where, you know, all these people are ganging up or talking about someone and you happen to be in it and you don't want to look like the Pollyanna in the group, but yet you really don't want to deal with it either. Because us humans have a tendency of realizing the factual evidence in a situation based on the fact, i.e., if they're doing it to this person, they're going to probably do it to me when I'm not around. I found that it becomes a black hole in my life. I found that, honestly, I'm sitting on the sidelines of life and it just doesn't do me good. It just doesn't do me good. It doesn't add to the value of my life. And you know what's wild is my life. And I think if people were really aware, I think most people would realize this. I think you listening are hyper aware of the fact that there's a lot of people around you. And I bet you're seeing the synchronicities, but also that the world is not a huge place. I mean, it's a huge place with a lot of people, but I'm saying there's not a big division. There's not a big separation. Okay? For me, there's not much of a degree of separation. And the few times that I have said something or chimed in on something, It always came back. I'm serious. And usually it came back taken out of full context. And you know what? I shouldn't have even been there. I shouldn't have even been in the conversation to begin with. If I wouldn't have been in the conversation to begin with, my words couldn't have been taken out. It wouldn't have been done. I would have been fine. There wouldn't have been any issues. There would have never been the argument. I would have never had to defend myself. You see what I'm saying? However, I was there. I put myself there. I chose to be in that conversation. I chose to speak, even though I knew that something would be taken out of context. And there you go. And I found that anytime I have gossiped, it just goes and bites you in the butt. And it's just not fun. And, you know, I get it. I get that there's boredom times and times that we feel bored or, you know, underwhelmed. And that's like our go-to. Or perhaps we don't have a lot in common with the other person and that's all we have in common. And that's what we go to. Or perhaps mom or dad used to gossip about other people and tear them down to bring themselves up mentally, emotionally, physically. And so we got used to that and saw that as well. Sometimes when you're in a low spot, tearing someone else down, it seems to help you raise up. But does it really work? Or is it just an illusion? I think it's an illusion. I think the only way to raise somebody up, yourself up, is to begin by finding your true self and then turning around and realizing that we too have the power to raise other people up, to build them up instead of tearing them down. When I return, I'm going to offer ways that we can stop this gossip cycle, the things we can do right now, we can implement in our life right now, to make massive changes and to live every moment to the fullest without any more gossip. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs too. It's vet approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I've been talking about gossip. You know, right before the break, I was talking about the reasons why we gossip, you know? I mean, why we do it. And I was talking about building people up versus tearing them down. And how gossiping is basically tearing people down. I think we're supposed to want to feel better, or we're supposed to feel better, but I just don't think it works. I think it actually tears us down too, because we're all connected. And I feel like it's just a way of separating ourselves from the conversation, of separating our own hurts and problems from the conversation, and focusing on other people's issues and not our own. You know, I find it interesting, there was a quote. And to be quite honest with you, nobody actually knows exactly who stated it or if everybody stated it or not. But it was the idea that great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, and small minds discuss people. And that could have been Eleanor Roosevelt. It could have been Charles Stewart. It could have been Henry Thomas Buckle. It could have been James Halsey. It could have been Rickover. It could have been somebody that was anonymous to begin with. It could have been somebody that was a normal person that came up with this. But what it states and what it means is so profound. Great minds discuss ideas. I love talking about ideas and spiritual ideas and the connectivity of the universe and why we're here and why I think I'm here, you know, because one of the things I talk about oftentimes, you know, whether it's here on the radio or on my TV show on Amazon Prime, The Celebrity Perspective, or in therapy and counseling sessions, both individual and couples counseling, I bring up the biggest truth is that we come in this world on our own and we leave on our own. And that means that our relationship with ourselves is the most important one. Once we figure out that relationship and we do it right and we do it in the highest way at the highest light, we then begin to treat others in the highest light and do the right thing. And it's profound. And I feel that if you think about it from that perspective, when we gossip, we kind of limit our brain power. When we gossip, we take ourselves out of being the geniuses that we truly are. When we gossip, we take ourselves out of the spirit bodies that we have. And we somehow or not get into this like one, two-dimensional world. I kind of feel like, you know, the original Simpsons drawings when they were drawing in the very beginning of the show. You can go back and look at the history of it. You know how they were very, like, just flat and, I mean, they're still flat, but you know what I'm saying? Like, very crudely drawn. It kind of reminds me of going back into a world like that. It does. It reminds me going back to a world like that, and I don't want to do that. I don't want to limit my mind and my brain power to talking about other people when I could be talking about ideas. I mean, even talking is a little overrated to some degree, isn't it? I mean, sometimes we talk, and we never come up with anything, or we talk all the time, we never walk the walk. That's another thing I try to stay away from, is people that always want to talk about everything, and they never want to do anything. Get so tired of that. I think anybody gets tired of that. And, you know, that's the key. It's like, I don't want to do that. I want to create things, and I want to see things, and I want to learn about things, and I want to love things. And that's what I want to add to my life. That's how I want to add to my quality of life. That's what's so important to me. That's what I want to do. So how do we stop, or how do we slow down the necessary need for gossip? How do we stop this pattern of regurgitation in a negative way about other people? Well, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is when we're about to say something rude, maybe we should reform. Maybe we should reform our thoughts. So right when we have that feeling of taking the conversation into the gutter, bringing the gossip, the full-on judgment package with us. You get a car and a full-on judgment package. Instead of starting judgment 101 class, you know, holding court, what if we said something nice about that person instead? To some degree, and I'm not saying this is across the board on every single person, but to some degree, either their actions or their attitudes or something is getting to you, it's getting under your skin, it's triggering you to feel a certain way, it's pushing a button, maybe it's making you feel less confident, more confident, it doesn't matter, but it's like turning that negativity around and saying something positive, okay? For some of you, that might not happen, you just don't need to say anything at all. But we have to be aware of when we're going into gossip mode. And so it's not just about stopping the gossip. It's about being aware of the trigger points and the triggers that cause the gossip to start. What was it that triggered you to feel as though you needed to say something about somebody else? This is some deep stuff here. But what is it? And I'm not talking about, you know, when you're discussing with your therapist or you're discussing, you know, a family member or whatever, and how a certain thing made you feel or whatever. It's not, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when you're out with friends and you start talking about somebody that's not there in a derogatory manner. Why? And it's no judgment. I'm not judging you at all in this situation. I'm just asking the question, do you know why it started? Do you know what the trigger was? Could it have been as simple as alcohol, or was it something much more deep-seated? And I think we need to think about those types of things, because I believe that there's a direct correlation to gossiping and fear, gossiping and feeling out of control, and gossiping and trying to rebuild somebody's life back, or trying to take control, or trying to take in the power position. I think another thing we need to do is just to be aware of our pattern, but also be aware of who we surround ourselves with. If you don't have a tough time stopping the gossip, but it happens when you're with certain people, you probably need to either say something and speak up about it in a positive way, or just stop hanging out. because you can't change them, but you can change your response to it. You can change being there. That's the power you have. And when we realize our personal power and not try to push it on other people, we realize that when we make changes to ourselves in a positive way, we better ourselves. It's not about being better than someone else. It's about being better than we were yesterday. And it begins with stopping the buck of gossip. I hope the show has helped you and live your true life perspectives. We'll be back this time in Three Shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.